let's return to Milo's Internet Marketing on TalkZone.com.
Thank you and welcome back. This is Milo on Milo's Internet Marketing.com radio program on TalkZone.com. We're just giving some basic ideas about Internet marketing and how to sell your product and how to set it up to sell on the Internet. We want you to be successful, and that's what our goal is. Milo'sInternetMarketing.com, and we're here to help you. If by helping you, we help ourselves, so that's all what we want to do. We're going to talk a little bit more about blogging and some email stuff now, and then a little bit later we're going to turn to Andy, Ask Andy section, where we kind of talk about different technical aspects. We're going to talk about that terrible virus that's out around that's driving everybody crazy. Actually, it's driving people crazy because it's not doing anything. You know, nothing's worse than kind of sitting still and waiting for the other shoe to drop, and that's what Conflicker is. Nobody quite knows what it is, and we'll talk about that Conflicker a little bit later. I'd like to switch for a few moments to blogging. Blogging is essentially a journal where people post their thoughts and have them read and commented on by anyone. And what's a blogger? A blogger is someone who creates a blog and posts on it. The history of weblogs, simply known as blogs now, haven't been around for that long. The roots of the blog go back to about 1994 when people kept online journals, some diaries, in which they wrote about things in their life. The popular free blogging site called Blogger was created in 1999 by Evan Williams. Blogger was purchased in 2003 by Google, and then it kind of, like everything else with Google, it shot away. Despite the fact that blog sites have been in existence since 1998, they've only been popular for the last 6 or 7 years and have really grown in the last 3 years. In 2002, How to Manage Blog Manuals were published, and the phenomenon took off at that point, and it's been pretty heavy ever since. What are blogs used for now? Again, at the beginning, they were to talk about a person's life. You know, people did diaries. That was a big thing 20 years ago, 15 years ago, and that's what people did on the website. But they found out ways to move that into different areas to make a profit. You know, that's what people think about. Well, how can I make money off of this? Over time, the use of the blog evolved, and people began using the blog to post their opinions about everything from politics to religion to sports, music, just about everything. Nowadays, blogs are used to make money. The one 20-year-old, there's a guy, Eric is his name, he makes about $5,000 a month from a Google blog. So the money is out there. Businesses also have blogs to effectively use blogs for their own purpose. So how can blogs be important to your online business? Well, millions of people from all over the world read blogs every day. Those who have a blog are given a lot of exposure. There's a potential for them to have millions of unique readers each and every day, and that's bringing people activity to your website. Even though it's a blog, it'll then have a link back to your website. Can you imagine having a million people see your business name each day? Well, it sounds incredible, yet that's exactly what could happen if you create and maintain a successful, well-read blog. And it's actually pretty easy to do, except you have to spend time. You've got to keep it current and up to date. So exactly how can you use the blog to help your online business? Well, here's a couple of ways. Use a blog to discuss things related to your field of business. For instance, if your business provides web hosting services, you could discuss things related to web hosting, thus showing potential customers how much of a guru you are. You've got to get your name out there. You've got to brand yourself. Another way, let your employers have their own blogs to talk about your services and your products. The more active blogs that reference your business, the more exposure you get, the more link backs you get for Google, and that's what Google likes, to raise the level and the listing of where your website shows up. Your business blog, use it to keep customers current on services and products that are available. It's an ongoing advertisement for you, but when you allow other people to make comments and add to it, it makes it a little more exciting for them. Post news about your business, as well as start rumors about potential happenings on online businesses. and then get feedback from current and potential customers on your products and services. For instance, you could make a point on a new product giving details about it. Then your existing customers or potential customers can give their opinions on it. Another way is to promote online businesses on your blog by making blog posts with information on what your business offers. And another way, install AdSense on your blog and make extra revenue from ads clicked, thereby helping your business be more profitable. And we'll spend a whole section on AdSense. That's a good way to make some passive money without a lot of effort on your part. There really are a lot of possibilities on how you can use the blog to help your businesses. Blogs that are hosted on your site by using a program like WordPress, that's kind of the in program to use WordPress, can help your site achieve a higher ranking in search engines. This is because blogs are search engine friendly. Google is known to list them after only a few days, where it takes a website maybe up to a week, 2 weeks to a month to be listed and appear in a search engine. Having a high search engine ranking is crucial to having a successful online business. Blogs help you to increase your ranking, which again in turn increases your business. The great thing about blogs is that they are easy to use and easy to maintain and very effective. So start a blog and watch your business notoriety grow, because your name is out there, your business is out there, your ideas are out there. It's just a way of advertising, but yet it could be very useful without pushing. You can't spam a blog. In other words, you put your name over and over and over and over again. You've got to give useful and important information. Google is very great at searching and finding like and similar words. So what they will do is, if you have the same word too many times on the blog, it's going to say, no, this is fishy. There's something wrong here. You want to use your blog effectively, and at the beginning and at the end, put a link back to your website or your product name, but give information. When somebody else then adds your product name or your business name or your website name, that's a different listing, so that counts as something different. So that's important, that you have different people that will add to your ranking on the Internet. So blogs offer your business a chance to be known by millions of people. If you're looking for a surefire way to gain customers and to increase revenue, try business blogging. In other words, you turn more to direct your business there as opposed to your personal ideas and thoughts. I'd like to talk a little about email. Email is so important in a business. It's how you react to your customers. We have a guest coming up in a couple of weeks, Andy Kay, who is in the business of dealing with customers for one of the large Internet moneymaker websites. And he's going to spend the time with us talking about how to treat customers. It's very important. If you have a brick-and-mortar store, and when somebody comes in, if you treat them well and treat them kindly and are helpful to them, they're going to come back the second time. If you walk in and you're kind of ignored and they don't wait on you and they're busy with somebody else and kind of ignore you, you don't go back to that store. You find another store that will help you out. So it's important. Email is greeting your customers as they walk in the door. The thing is, you're intruding onto them, though. You're the business, and you're going to their door. So a little bit opposite. It's, if you're like a salesman that goes door to door, you knock on the door, you try to get in, you say hello. You have to be nice. You have to be very outgoing. You have to be friendly. The same way with email. You can't just bang the email and say, hey, you're going to like this, you're going to read this, you're going to enjoy this, you're going to learn from this, you're going to want this. You've got to connect with the reader. That's the most important thing. And we'll talk about it some other time, but the best thing to get people to read an email is to give them something free. It can be a one-page item. It can be a PDF file, something they can read. It can be just something very simple like that, but something that they think they're getting free. And as soon as somebody thinks they get something free, it makes a big difference. It does two things. One, it builds a rapport with your customer. It also makes them think, well, if they're going to give me something free, I'll go check them out again. And if you give something free, make it valuable. Don't just throw them a piece of paper that says, you know, buy from me, you'll be happy and all this. Give them something of factual information, something of knowledge, something that they would really like to know about the item or product, something that's a little bit worth something. And you're going to gain much more by that. But anyway, creating an email marketing campaign. It's a very effective way, email, to reach your customers. It will also help you increase traffic to your website and improve sales. How do you develop effective mail marketing campaign? Well, after all, what you send to your customer is very important. If it is well-designed or professional-looking, the results could be good. If it's not well done, if it's not designed properly, if it has misspellings and typos in it, it's a symbol of your work. People aren't going to be as happy about it. Don't use Word spell check to do it. It's not it doesn't work because you'll type the word in, a wrong word, but it'll be spelled correctly. You need to read it. And a good way to proofread something, a little idea, is to read it backwards. If you read it backwards, you're going to spot words that are misspelled very rapidly, because when you read it the way you should, you presume things, you assume things, it looks properly. But when you go backwards, it's not making any sense, and each word stands out on its own. So spelling is important, punctuation is important. A grammar is important. The first part of your email marketing campaign needs to include your goals. What do you expect to achieve from your email? Who do you want to reach? And what should also decide what type of marketing you're going to do? Will it be a random discount promotion, seasonal? Will you be sending a regular every week, every month, every year? You've got to decide what you're going to do. You've got to do research. No matter what you do, whether you're going to sell the item on the website, whether you're going to open up a brick-and-mortar store, you need to research and get things done. You just can't throw it up because you'll waste your money. You also need to know email marketing laws. There's a lot of laws out there. We'll talk a little bit about them, but we'll spend some time at a later date talking more about the laws that cover email marketing. What are the current market trends in this? And how are you going to make your email campaign more appealing than that of your competition? You're going to have competition out there. Yours have to be more appealing than theirs. And you have to have these goals clearly defined and outlined in your head. Otherwise, you'll spin your wheels trying to develop an e-marketing campaign that will go nowhere. And that's not what you want. Since the goals of everyday business are very different, the strategies that they use in email marketing will also be very different. While this gives each business the ability to be unique in developing their marketing campaign, it also makes it difficult because there's no clear answers. I can't give you an answer on something because each campaign, each idea, each product is different. If you aren't skilled in developing email marketing campaigns, you'll need to purchase email marketing software or hire an email consultant to do that. I don't suggest you do that, but you could do that. When we talk about outsourcing, you'll see a lot of things that you can have somebody do for you. If you run up against a brick wall on some idea you want to do, and you just keep running into the wall, you're not going to go any further. That's when you want to think about outsourcing. There's a lot of e-lance, there's a lot of places for outsourcing. We'll talk about that some other day. We have a guest going to come on to talk about outsourcing. How well do you know your customer? I hope well, because this is a very important part of developing an effective email marketing campaign. You have to be able to address your key audience by providing them with relevant information. If they aren't interested in what you have to say, then it doesn't matter how many emails you send out, they're not going to respond. Once you have decided on your email marketing campaign, you may think that you are ready to hit the send button. But hold on just a little bit longer. Make sure everything in the email is spelled correctly and grammatically correct. Nothing looks more unprofessional than an email marketing with errors. They'll stick out like a sore thumb. Remember to test the effectiveness of an email on various email service providers. They all have variations. You'll be disappointed to discover that the subscribers to a particular service aren't able to open up your email the way they should. Make sure that the subject line of your email is clear and effective. This will help your email marketing campaign to get past the various spam filters and virus protectors. When you send out an email, if you have a very generic subject title, that oftentimes an AOL and Gmail will send it into your spam folder. You don't want that. You want to give a very specific idea topic in your listing that you send out. Many researchers of email marketing believe the subject line is the make or break whether a reader will read your email. It makes them decide. They look at it. Oh, do I want to open this? Do I not? Especially now with all the viruses out there. Is this somebody I know, somebody I don't know? So if it's kind of make more money, you're not going to have many people open it. But you want to be very specific in what your subject line is. Make sure you personalize the email and address it to the consumer rather than a broad introduction. But there's a big question here that there's gurus on both sides that say, yes, you want to say dear first name or not. You know, whether you want to personalize it or whether you want it kind of generic. Some people say it's very important if you put dear Joe, dear Tom, dear Mary, dear Catherine, they're going to read it. Some things, well, why is this person sending it to me? They don't know me. Why are they sending it to me personally? So some people will say, well, they better put a generic thing like dear customer, dear friend, dear reader, dear supporter, something to make them a little more sensitive to appeal to what you want. You want to attach a clear expiration date to your email marketing promotion. Nothing motivates the customer more than having a deadline. They don't want to miss out on the opportunity to take advantage of what you're selling. So if you have something, say, there's only 7 more days to get this at this price, and it kind of eggs them into wanting to purchase it. Well, gee, if I wait 8 days, I'm not going to be able to get it. Email marketing is a great opportunity for you to communicate with your customers and to promote your business. It's very important that you take the time to set your goals and to know the marketer before you develop your email campaign. This will ensure it's successful. While you want your email marketing strategy to be unique and creative, you need to keep the wants and needs of your customer in mind. You could choose to develop your email marketing strategy on your own using software, or again, you can hire a consultant. Getting your email to the customer is only half the battle. You'll have to work hard to make it appealing. Work hard to get the receiver to open the mail. Work hard to get the receiver to read it, and work hard to get them to go to your website. You want that hyperlink inside there to go to your website. That's important. Well, we're going to take a little break, and we'll be back very shortly. We're going to talk to Andy about some technology questions. Be back shortly.